Lost to view from the abbey, around a bend further up the ditch, Ballas was trying to consume the dead raven in some considerable discomfort. The whole of the giant reptile's head was throbbing with pain. This was due to the spikes of cork-snout spickle, of which quite a number were embedded in the snake, owing to the ferocity and force of his strike on the cellar hog. Ballas had no way of extracting the spikes. Several times, the reptile left off his macabre meal, shaking his head violently and butting at the ditch side. This only caused the injury to worsen. Hissing savagely, he resumed eating the raven carcass. Had Ballas not been blind, the injury could have been averted, but the scents of raven and hedgehog combined to confuse the snake temporarily, causing what might have been termed self-inflicted wounds. Thus it was that fate had turned the cold, calculating hunter into a rapidly maddening monster, his whole snout and head pierced deep by the spikes of a simple hedgehog.
This ends Disc 5.